news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
What a way to kick off a weekend. It's Mueller time.
This is CNN Breaking News.
And the breaking news this morning, the FBI has arrested Roger Stone, the president's political advisor. Exclusive footage you're looking at right now from CNN as the FBI arrives at Roger Stone's residence in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, taking him into custody. We understand he will be arraigned in Fort Lauderdale later this morning, indicted on 7 counts, 1 count of obstruction, 5 counts of making false statements, 1 count of witness tampering. Again, they arrived before dawn there, just after 6 a.m. A dozen officers were told. The FBI agent shouted, FBI warrant.
You know what they call FBI warrant. It is remarkable to watch this all unfold.
You can see Roger Stone right there.
Who's next? Stay tuned. Drama unfolded in the Senate Thursday afternoon when dueling proposals to reopen parts of the government failed to advance. The first bill, essentially the doomed plan announced by Trump during his Oval Office speech last week that did include funding for the border wall, went down by a vote of 50 to 47. 60 votes were needed to advance the bill. The Democratic bill, a clean continuing resolution that would have reopened the government until February 8th and, more importantly, paid the federal workers who today missed their second paycheck, also failed. But it garnered 2 more votes than Trump's plan did, a vote of 52 to 44. Although Trump has signaled that talks are underway, the White House is reportedly preparing a draft proclamation for Trump to declare a national emergency along the southern border and has identified more than $7 billion in funds for his border wall. Unbelievable. Now, when I say drama unfolded, I wasn't necessarily talking about the votes. Instead, I salute Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, who took to the floor to deliver an impassioned speech slamming Ted Cruz for his role in a past shutdown.
Those crocodile tears that the senator from Texas is crying for first responders are too hard for me to take. Because when the senator from Texas shut this government down in 2013, my state was flooded. It was underwater. People were killed. Which goes to my final point. How ludicrous it is that this government is shut down over a promise the President of the United States couldn't keep, and that America is not interested in having him keep. This idea that he was going to build a medieval wall across the southern border of Texas, take it from the farmers and ranchers that were there, and have the Mexicans pay for it, isn't true. That's why we're here.
As the Trump shutdown drags into its 5th week, federal employees are hurting. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross tried to downplay the misery, showing his complete lack of empathy and understanding of how life works in America.
You're talking about 800,000 workers, and while I feel sorry for the individuals that have hardship cases, 800,000 workers, if they never got their pay, which is not the case, they will eventually get it. But if they never got it, you're talking about 1/3% on our GDP. So it's not like it's a gigantic number overall.
Mr. Secretary, there are reports that there are some federal workers who are going to homeless shelters to get food.
Well, I know they are, and I don't really quite understand why, because as I mentioned before, the obligations that they would undertake, say a borrowing from a bank or a credit union, are in effect federally guaranteed. So the 30 days of pay that some people will be out, there's no real reason why they shouldn't be able to get a loan against it. And we've seen a number of ads from financial institutions doing that.
Trump was asked about Ross's comments, showing that he's as clueless as the rest of his cabinet.
Mr. President, did you see Wilbur Ross said that he doesn't understand why federal workers would need help getting food? Can you understand?
No, I haven't heard the statement, but I do understand that perhaps he should have said it differently. Local people know who they are when they go for groceries and everything else. And I think what Wilbur is probably trying to say is that they will work along. I know banks are working along. If you have mortgages, the mortgagees, the folks collecting the interest and all of those things. They work along. And that's what happens in time like this. They know the people. They've been dealing with them for years, and they work along. The grocery store. And I think that's probably what Wilbur Ross meant. But I haven't seen his statement, no. But he's done a great job. I will tell you that.
We now know that Donald Trump has never paid a mortgage or gone to a grocery store and has no conception of what a, quote, great job is. If not for Friday morning's arrest of Roger Stone, our lead story would still be a monster. A Trump administration official overruled intelligence experts who had denied top secret security clearance for Jared Kushner. Trump's son-in-law's clearance was denied twice by two White House security experts because of FBI concerns about foreign influence on him. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at Nicole Sandler at NicoleSandler.com/donate.